This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been hot in a lot of the country this week, real hot, which might not be too big of a problem if you've got air conditioning. But a lot of schools don't. And when it's hot, it's tougher to sit still and listen or do well on tests or teach, otherwise known as what you do at school. Public schools have gotten $189 billion in federal COVID relief funds the past couple of years, and one approved use of that money is improving air quality. So some schools are using it to upgrade the AC. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on that one.
At Claremont Elementary School in Austining, New York, fourth grade teacher Stephanie Altobelli says when it gets really warm, a lot of kids just don't come to school. And those who do,
they're sweating, and we do as much as we can to get them drinks of water and times of rest. We keep the lights off, whatever we can. But just 24 bodies in one space brings a lot of heat.
Altobelli School was built in 1955 and has never had air conditioning. Ray Sanchez is superintendent for the district.
I think a lot of our buildings were built for different times. And that's not unique to Austining. We see that across the country.
The average public school in the U.S. is 44 years old, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. And about a third of schools report having a fair or poor heating, cooling, or ventilation system, which might mean no cooling at all. And we all perform better at certain temperatures.
The Goldilocks zone seems to be somewhere in the mid-60s.
Jisung Park at UCLA is the author of several studies that look at how heat affects students. He found the more hot days students experience in a year, the less they learn overall.
It's a slow, hidden burn, if you will. You know, these little disruptions to learning, maybe we don't notice them on a day-to-day basis, but over time they appear to add up.
Some schools, including those in Austining, New York, are planning to put millions of their federal COVID relief dollars towards renovating their heating and cooling systems. Joshua Goodman is a professor of economics and education at Boston University.
It's this funny thing where those improvements may actually improve student outcomes for multiple reasons beyond just pandemic-related issues.
Goodman says more comfortable students will become a more highly educated workforce, which is a big contributor to economic growth. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.